The time is 8:04. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. 15 Louisiana schools will receive grants to help them promote healthy eating and physical activity. Louisiana's Education and Health Departments announced Thursday that federally funded grants of $5,000 are available to applicants that meet a list of criteria aimed at supporting healthier school environments. The schools will need to agree to incorporate nutrition education into classrooms and to promote health messaging. Schools that receive the grants will get training on how to create smarter, healthier lunchrooms. When it comes to legal matters, we mostly think of courtroom actions that involve people, but the South Texas College of Law in Houston has a new initiative to promote the welfare of animals. Associate Dean Kathy Burnett says the clinic was started after recognizing a need for animal legal services.
One of the main things we do is help sensitize people to the issues that might be present in a case that they don't know about because they're not used to thinking about animal law issues in the context of a divorce or in the context of estate planning.
The South Texas College of Law in Houston is one of 20 law schools around the country with a legal clinic that handles animal issues and the first of its kind in Texas. Associate Dean Burnett says she also hopes the clinic will help create more community awareness about animal abuse.
If they know that the district attorney's office is aggressively prosecuting animal cruelty, if they know there's a number to call, then people become more proactive.
Burnett says other topics the clinic is focusing on is the welfare of animals during a natural disaster, as was experienced during Hurricane Harvey. Law students are helping to write a manual on how to shelter animals during a severe weather event. Houston Public Radio contributed to this report. Well, select Arkansas Walmart stores are expected to receive robots Tuesday to aid associates in their work. Walmart spokesman Corey Lundbert told Arkansas Public Radio it's all part of an expanded test to implement robotic technology that started in Pennsylvania.
What this is doing with this technology is it'll do the scanning, and it will tell them instead of starting in this aisle, you should start in aisle 3. Midway down, there's a problem there that needs to be fixed. So the associate can go there, quickly address whatever the issue is there, and so when the customer comes by looking for that product, that issue's already been taken care of.
Walmart says the robots aren't meant to replace associates, but rather enhance the shopping experience for customers.
Customers want our people to use technology to help them save money, to help them save time, to help create a more convenient, a better, more joyful shopping experience. We will always need great people in our stores working hard for our customers, and we think this combination of people and technology is going to help make our stores more convenient, easier to shop, and create a better experience for both our associates and our customers.
Walmart plans to add robots in 50 of its locations. As to whether or not robots will become permanent, Walmart says they'll know more after these initial tests are completed. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. No rain in today's forecast. Expect a high temperature of 67. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 57 degrees and partly cloudy. 52 in Magnolia, El Dorado. 58 degrees and sunny in Alexandria-Pineville and 61 degrees in Lufkin, Nacogdoches. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.